We take a cosmic dive into right and wrong.
Yes.
And how do you know the difference between right and wrong? I loved my answer, Drew.
I did too.
Hmm.
It was a golden answer.
A golden answer. So we'll listen to that coming up. First, there's LifeLock. Over 26 million people have had their DNA in the four major testing provider databases, and it's vulnerable out there. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. And they want to get your DNA info, and they sell it to hackers on the dark web. It's important to understand how cybercrime is affecting our lives. Identity theft is another serious issue. Somebody's identity stolen every 2 seconds. You could miss it if you're just monitoring your credit. So you need somebody like LifeLock. That's right. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information is out there, they'll send you an alert. And if there's an identity theft problem, their agents will work to fix it. They're LifeLock, right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. LifeLock can see threats that you might miss on your own. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year. Call 1-800-LifeLock or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam. That's promo code Adam at LifeLock.com for up to 25% off.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning architectural shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
For just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from HDS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat. Stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
You heard Dick. 2020 is here, and another year of Adam's Monthly Nut is about to bust. This month's shipment includes a Mr. Burcham tape measure, so you can remember the horrors of the jungle while marking that 2x4. A Wallet Ninja credit card multi-tool. There will come the time. You will save the day with it. A sack of Aussie's famous flank steak seasoning, so you can make your meat taste just like Aussie's. And as always, a bottle of your choosing. This $60 value is yours for only $25. Sign up for 1 month or keep the shipments coming. So prep your mail's box and get ready for Adam's Monthly Nut.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Hey, baby. Hey, okay, now, your turn, Drew.
I know you were looking around for Maurice Bernard's daughter. Gary, did you find that Gotta Get It On? Oh, Gotta Get It On, Gotta Get It On. No choice but to get it on. Mandate, get it on.
Not too shabby.
All right, thank you.
What you thinking about, Drew?
I'm still preoccupied with this extinction illness thing. I think there's just endless material to be explored there because it
can join my RCS, my restless cock syndrome. And, well, these are all syndrome. These are modern day.
Trump derangement syndrome?
Trump derangement syndrome. There's FOC, the feminine or female canine hydration disorder. These are all real issues.
You call that fucked?
Well, it's pretty pronounced. Fuck.
Fuck.
Fuck. Well, there's a D at the end. So
female canine hydration disorder, FCHD.
Yeah.
Fuck.
We're all fucked. That's all my wife is interested in is does Phil have water? That's all it is. Like the only – she doesn't have a lot of stances on things about the house, but one of them is fill and water.
Well, like what when it you, all when reminds me
like
of.
Like upset, she'll go like, who's not putting water and fills?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What every bit of this reminds me of is like primates in a cage that are bored or overstimulated and start chewing on themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
This just feels like that.
I based the female hydration or female
canine
hydration disorder on taking my dog for a walk two times and having two women pull over in their SUV and offer the dog water.
Oh, my God.
And then another time when I was walking the dog, you know, the neighborhood up to the Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
And
the Sprouts or the Whole Foods?
Jesus.
Yeah,
I think
see
it's the Sprouts.
Uh-huh.
I just tie the dog off outside. I tie the dog off everywhere I go. If I go to get a haircut, I walk the dog. I take the dog. I tie it off.
He loves it.
People pet him when he walks by. So he lays on the ground.
He's the best.
There's two things. People think their dog needs to go in with them to the supermarket or to the haircutting place. I don't. I don't think other people necessarily want my dog with their produce, number one. Number two, my wife wouldn't leave the dog outside because the dog would be stolen.
Oh, that's a weird one.
Not weird. That's why women sit around and watch stories all day of things they love being abducted.
I see.
They don't fear. It's funny. Wow, we're going to stumble onto some truth, but
hopefully.
Men fear material things being abducted.
Sure.
We want locks on our stuff and bed boxes on our trucks.
Yep.
And you look at guys' trucks. I mean, there's hasps and locks and deadbolts and stuff. We bolt things down.
Mm-hmm.
We want cameras and alarms and stuff like that. Women worry about creatures being stolen, mm-hmm. kids and dogs.
Mm-hmm. Things they love.
My wife doesn't have any thoughts about someone coming in her house and stealing the TV set, but she has strong thoughts about Phil being abducted.
Huh. Doesn't even occur to me, which is why I find fascinating.
Right, but it doesn't occur to your wife as much more of more thoughts about your kids being abducted and many more thoughts.
Oh, I had a nurse that was just obsessed with her child being abducted.
Right.
And
how old's their kid now?
25.
Were they ever abducted?
No.
So it was time well spent?
Yes.
Perfect use of your time, bitch. Perfect. Perfect. I wish you'd committed more energy into worrying about your kid being abducted.
I thought...
Right. They make fucking shows, A Mother's Nightmare, and the fucking kid and the dog get abducted.
She was
My wife pictures my kids sitting on my dog and the dog being herded into a van with both kids sitting on them. That's what she's picturing. And I have no thoughts about it because I have no thoughts about that. Like, I don't think a lot about meteor strikes. Like, basically, my thought is statistically not going to happen in this neighborhood or any neighborhood. And then secondly, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Right.
If somebody wants Phil, they'll take Phil.
Right.
It's not going to be because, what do I have? What am I packing? Like, if somebody pulls a gun out and says, give me your dog, I let the leash go.
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
Yeah.
So you think he's like a target of opportunity? There's just people lurking around the neighborhood looking
well, especially the part of the world you live in and the Whole Foods stores.
Yeah. And what do you think the street value of Phil is? Dog does nothing. He's a liability.
By the way, I've seen you try to move Phil.
Yeah, doesn't want to move.
Yeah, if he's tired
can't move
down.
Phil.
Yeah.
Unless you have like a just one doggy treat, in which case he'll follow you to Afghanistan. But yeah, they don't want to leave. They don't want to. I leave them outside because I don't care about abduction. But when I came back, there was a bowl of water sitting under him.
Oh, interesting.
I went into the store for less than 8 minutes. When I came back outside, there was a bowl of water. That was a woman.
Phil never is not slobbering with his tongue out.
He was probably sleeping. By the way, what the woman doesn't know is when we walk back, he'll get in the church fountain.
Oh, yes, he will. I've seen that.
All right. ZipRecruiter, BetDSI, and LifeLock.com is where you can go if you want to support our sponsors, please. It is interesting that women watch all those shows about people being abducted.
Mm.
They, of course, announce if it could happen here, it could happen anywhere, which means to my wife, we're anywhere. Like I say, we live in a good neighborhood. And they go, exactly. there. That's where it happens.
Right.
That's where the abductions happen.
But it's like we are not domestic, caged animals, and they're pumping in some sort of loud music or something or stimuli that is disturbing to the animal, mm-hmm. and they start chewing on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's it. We've been in the cage part for quite some time, right? Things have been too good for quite some time in this
mm-hmm.
country.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have the external force of the screens coming in and pouring all kinds of stimuli upon us
mm-hmm.
Scott Adams said something interesting. He goes, you know, he said, I look at music like a medication. Because if you play sad music, I mean, if you'll say it, but you play music to elevate your mood, it will work like a medication.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, wow, that's a paradigm shift for me. It's a way of looking at sensory stimuli as though it were the same as a pharmacological agent.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, especially when it's excessive and it's constant,
mm-hmm.
right? And
mm-hmm.
and it's also disconnected from reality. The mm-hmm. reality would be, as you've always said, going and building and doing something. Well, we're not doing that. We're watching this disconnected screen pour stimuli on us that is having a medicated effect upon our brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's very concerning. I've not been quite as clearly concerned about this until I've had some conversations with some psychologists and now this conversation. And thinking that the young people out there are worried about extinction – why don't they just worry about an asteroid colliding with Earth too? Why don't they kind of factor that in? Why not?
Because they don't feel like they can control that.
Ah.
You can't be preaching.
Can't blame that.
You can't
yeah.
preach or blame.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So first, you have to figure out someone to –
It doesn't gratify the narcissistic piece.
Well, imagine if Greta Thunberg was talking about an asteroid. She
yeah.
couldn't go, how dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you? She couldn't talk to the heavens that way.
Right.
And also, if you think about it, as I've always said, my mom, who got everything wrong, was always worried about the microwave or pillows hurting your posture or sitting too close to the TV set.
She's held now?
Mid to late 80s.
Think about that.
The only thing she missed was the only thing that was real, which was the sun.
Yeah.
So she's preaching about the TV giving off and radon and the toxic effects of blah, blah, blah. You just keep going.
Yeah.
Red meat, whatever. Meanwhile, her kids are in cutoffs and shirtless running around the front lawn in July in the San Fernando Valley for 9 hours
yeah.
with no sunscreen and no protection. Okay. Maybe you missed that one. Now, you missed that one because it's natural.
you can't get mad at the sun.
You forget, Drew. Or maybe you don't.
I probably don't.
When you're looking back on these days of yore and sort of the ecology and all mm-hmm. this life repeating and imitating itself and mm-hmm. these cycles repeating, one of the big faces of the ecology was like the sun and sunflowers. A lot of sunflowers
yes.
and sun, you know, it was yes. a lot. We don't do that anymore because we need sunblock.
Yes.
We don't like the sun so much
right.
anymore. But it was big about global ice age and then the sun. Here
yes.
comes the sun, the belt buckles and, you know, just used a lot.
A lot of sun and sunrise.
And
a lot of
and sunflowers.
And sunflowers, yep.
Yep. And we're not down with that anymore. But so they were like, everything is bad. Sun is good. Well, I don't know anyone who is adversely affected by their microwave oven or their color TV set, but we do know people have all kinds of problems from spending too much time in the sun.
Hey, see this thing on top of my head here?
Yeah, Drew's got the red mark on his head.
That's a skin cancer treatment. From
the microwave oven?
No.
From red meat?
No.
Hold on, I'm getting a text from my mom. Where did you sit? Did you sit too close to the TV? Where was the TV?
On bad biorhythm days.
Well, yeah, on like an extracurricular biorhythm
I sat close to the TV a lot.
Oh, she sent me another text. Where were the power lines? Did you have power lines
for a little while?
House?
I had some power lines nearby.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What side of the headset on your right side?
Yeah.
So when you slept at night, where were the power lines?
No, they were by my feet.
Yeah, but... But still. My mom just wrote a text. She said, but still. She texted me and said, but still.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah. But it's not from the sun. The sun's natural.
Yeah.
Sun's natural.
Yeah.
It's good.
Only.
I got a t-shirt with it on.
Sunrise.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We only drank drinks in the 70s called Tequila Sunrise.
Sun. The sun is good.
Yeah.
That's Earth. I mean, it's not Earth.
It's what feeds the Earth.
It's Mother Nature.
Yes.
So this has to be created by, like, DuPont.
Yeah, it must be some of the soaps I'm using or the shampoo.
Oh.
Aluminum in my deodorant.
Deodorant. Yeah. Did you use, like, a Corning Wear?
Yes.
Ooh. That's Dow. That's mm-hmm. a big company. They have more than any company that has more than 80 employees, if they made it, it's poisoning you. That's what I've learned. Did you eat Wonder Bread? White
yes.
bread?
Yes. The white.
The white bread.
I shouldn't have let that happen to the bread.
Do you know, it would be literally, and this is true, it'd be more nutritious to eat the box that the sugar smacks came in mm-hmm. than the actual cereal. Do you know that?
I suspected that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Now,
if the box was grape nuts, then you're fine.
Did you ever watch TV while laying down on the carpet, like facing the TV?
Yes.
Well, that's what happened. That's what my mom said. But don't blame it on the sun. The sun is natural.
And you think Adam's kidding. This was the shit that was pounded on us.
Right.
It was not just your mom, by the way.
So
I just see how your mom would kooky on it.
We're supposed to believe what now? Sorry, go ahead.
I want you to believe about ZipRecruiter. It's a new year. It's a perfect opportunity to take your business to the next level by hiring the right people. But listen, finding qualified candidates can be challenging these days. We are fully employed, and so finding somebody good, you need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/ADS makes it easy. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. Plus, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and then invites them to apply to your job. As applicants come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and then spotlights the top candidates so you will not miss a match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate within the first day. That is crazy. One day in a fully employed economy with ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. Right, Matt?
That's right. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at our exclusive web address.
Really?
ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
All right. Someone's been on hold for a while. Allison, 26, from Idaho. Allison?
Hello. Hi, how are you guys?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Mm-hmm. I had kind of a complex question for you guys. I'm an adult child of an alcoholic and kind of doing a lot of stuff. I'm in therapy, going to Al-Anon, and I can't seem to just break my toxic codependent behaviors in my relationship, and guess I'm just need some advice, whatever you have to say about
who was the alcoholic in your family?
My dad, and then my mom was just like totally absent and dove into her work, so like emotionally wasn't really there.
What was her work
up at all either?
What was her work?
She works in higher education.
Mm-hmm.
So toxic codependency is not a diagnosis. So have you been seen and properly diagnosed?
I guess my therapist and I, like, we just started doing DBT therapy, and those are just the behaviors that, like, as a teenager, I've just known that I have codependency.
Okay. Allison, I'm going to ask the question again. And thank you for telling me about the DBT therapy. That's a clue. But I asked, have you been seen and properly diagnosed? What is your diagnosis?
I see a therapist, but all they really see is just like anxiety and depression.
Right. And so when she fills out the form that she sends to your insurance company or gives you a bill, there's always a diagnosis code. And if we were to look at that code, what do you think would be in there?
It would probably just say like major depressive disorder.
Okay, recurrent, and generalized anxiety disorder, right?
How's your relationship with your parents now?
Really minimal. Like, and that's kind of what I struggle with. Like, it's hard to try to maintain a relationship because my dad's still drinking. Mm-hmm. So it's like, do I just say screw you and move on with my life? Or
Well, for now, I would say if he's still drinking. But so, Allison, let me tell you what I'm hearing, and I'll tie it into something that Drew was talking about. We're talking about Scott Adams and playing happy music or sad music and the way it made you feel, that sort of external coming in.
Stimuli
coming in. When I hear you start talking about like toxic codependent and stuff like that, we are playing kind of Russian roulette, because what we're doing is we're taking a lot of these negative sort of attributes and we're just grafting them onto us. Like, I am a blah, blah. Like, if I kept saying to myself, like, I was a habitual junk food junkie, if I kept saying it, I would start eating more junk food.
Yeah.
Like, it would be a self-fulfilling prophecy.
We are tiptoeing around very interesting territory with this. And I don't know how profound it is or not. But
it's profound.
Yeah.
If I said, I'm going to film you, and I'm going to pay you $150 a day. Every day you seem like a happy person. Now, if I don't see you smiling and I don't see you being nice to people, you're not going to get the $150, but you'll get $150 a day every day you pretend you're happy. At the end of 4 months, you'd just be a happy person. That's what I believe at this point. That's what I figured out.
Yeah.
Also, I have seen it. I have seen the people who waller in their sort of in their diagnoses, and it's never effective. You just announce who you are. It's like you get up every morning and announce you have a bad back, and then you go, oh, as you try to get out of bed. Don't get up every morning and announce you have a bad back. Get up every morning and announce that you're strong.
Yeah.
And you're getting stronger.
I get what you mean. I've been thinking this a lot lately, too, that the success of helping people understand sort of psychiatric pathology and psychology, that kind of stuff, has now got a dark side to it.
Yes.
Which is exactly what you're talking about. Gary, we did a podcast years ago with a positive psychologist, and I'd like to get her back to address this issue if she's still around. I don't remember her name.
She may have killed herself.
Maybe.
I can't remember her name.
Yeah, she has extinction illness now.
Jane Fonda syndrome. So we're not going to fix this right now, but giving yourself a lot of handles that are negative is not going to help.
I agree.
In therapy, keep going in therapy, but the part you have to do when you're not in therapy is realize that you're 26, you're in one piece, you're sound mind and body, so much to look forward to, and there's no reason to slap these labels on yourself.
And I would add two things on top of that. Great job with the dialectical behavioral therapy, the DBT. It suggests that there's some what we call character stuff going on with you that needs to be addressed, and good. DBT will do it. And then number two, Al-Anon sponsor. And that's free, and it's unavailable at every corner, and just do that work, and you're going to be fine.
All right, let's talk to Jack, 50, Florida. Jack?
Oh, hey, guys. Big fan.
Hi, guy.
Hey, guy.
Hi, guy. I love what you're saying about Adams and his talk about seeking out. I think everyone is kind of a drug addict. We seek out drugs, either exogenous drugs or endogenous drugs. Mm-hmm. You know, we're looking for that feeling. And I like what you said about giving people $150 a day. It gives them that good feeling to act like they're feeling good.
Yep.
It works.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I had a question for you guys. I've had political arguments with my family members and friends, and I ask them a basic question. What makes, you know, they're telling me I need to love Elizabeth Warren and, you know, all this other stuff. And I say, well, okay, when you judge a policy as good or bad, or Adam, when you talk about don't order a vegetarian pizza when it's going to be left to waste because nobody wants it. Is
right.
there an underlying simple idea where a rubric, a metric against which you can judge everything and say, this one thing is the test. It's good or it's bad, and here's the simple test.
Ooh, that's an interesting question. I'm going to say the answer is no, but go ahead. I mean, I'm interested in Adam's answer.
The simple test of whether something's good or bad?
And
anything
and,
is slavery, anything, good or bad. How do you know?
Well, I think there's the first thing is a kind of a golden rule situation.
Okay.
Would you like to be a slave?
Yeah.
The answer is absolutely not. Then we're heading down a road, which means it is not good.
And the vegetarian pizza? Right. Would you eat a vegetarian pizza?
That's a kind of the vegetarian pizza is like a vegetarian pizza is a subpar pizza.
So let's distinguish right and wrong from subpar.
Yeah.
Words, yeah. Good and bad is not.
Yes.
What?
Well, I'm not saying.
Even, I would say.
Right, let me be clear. Order, let me be clear. Ahead, there's. I'm not for a minute saying that slavery was as bad as a vegetarian pizza. Okay, I want to be clear. I'm going to be crystal clear because I think sometimes people will twist my words. You know what I mean? Now.
You cannot joke about these things.
I just did. All right. Now, so first thing, my first rule, would you like to have this done to you?
Right.
So,
right. So do unto others.
If Elizabeth Warren, to bring up a name you brought up, is talking about the wealth tax and you said, well, what if I started a business? And what if I grew the business? And what if I worked weekends and holidays? And what if I put in my sweat equity or my innovation or my whatever I put in? And I amassed this wealth and I paid taxes on the money. Now, would someone go, do you think you can't be what you would like? Would you like to pay taxes? No. Well, that doesn't mean it's right.
Yeah.
It's what's fair. And so you go, okay, do you think it's fair to pay taxes? You go, yeah. Do you want to pay taxes? No. Do you wish you had a magic wand where you didn't have to pay taxes? Like, yes. I'm sorry.
Sure.
I'm weak, but I agree. Right. This, if I'm going to be consistent, I want my neighbors to pay taxes to pay for the roads and the streetlights, and we'll all pay for taxes. Good. Then what if somebody came to you at the end and said, we need a little more taxes from you? You'd go, well, I don't think I'd. Did I pay my taxes? Did I pay for that money? Am I square with the IRS? Like, yes,
You already gave a little more for you.
Did you give way more than your neighbor did already
probably.
Who works for the school district and never started their own business? Not probably true. I'm just going to go with a yes.
Right, yes.
Okay. Well, then I think to myself, no, then it's not a good idea. Now, you can sit around and go, hey, I'm not a slave. I'm a slave owner, so I like it. Mm. Okay, doesn't make it right. Mm-hmm. And you can go, hey, I'm not a rich guy, so I don't have to pay. As a matter of fact, I'll take some of that money and use it toward whatever. But that doesn't mean it's right. The rule is the golden rule. If it was you, or if it was your community, what would you think of it?
Because of the narcissism today, though, people don't apply that very effectively.
It will solve every answer. It'll solve every question will be solved by the golden rule.
Okay.
You simply, we were talking earlier. It's like you want to bring your dog with you into the supermarket, but you think, well, what if everyone brought their dog into the supermarket? Or how much would I enjoy it if someone else brought their dog in? And if the answer is no, then your dog stays outside. That's it.
Yeah.
It's a very good starting point for sure.
It's a great jumping off point. Yes.
I think it's a great jumping off point. I think actually what you're doing is going to the heart of what I was going to suggest as a good rule. And I love that you're talking about if someone shows up and says, you've made a lot of money, we're just going to want more taxes from you based on that. And you go, I don't think that's fair. And I think here's the reason. And here's my bottom line answer to what I distinguish to be right or wrong is what is right is that which is most defensible.
Well, that's a hard one for people, though.
Well, hold on. Drew, take care of a piece of business, and I'll tell you something
26 million people have their DNA in the four major testing provider databases. These guys are vulnerable, right? Any company's vulnerable. So, of course, these testing sites are vulnerable. The DNA information could be targeted by hackers to sell on the dark web, everybody. It's important. You got to understand how cybercrime is affecting our lives. We like the internet. We like the convenience. But we're not always aware of where the vulnerabilities are. Cybercrime is ubiquitous, and identity theft is another serious issue. Someone's identity is stolen every 2 seconds. You could miss identity threats if you're only monitoring your credit. It's a good thing there's LifeLock, everybody, which detects a wide range of identity threats, like, say, your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information, they will send you an alert. And if there's an identity theft problem, their agents will work to fix it. Right, Matt?
That's right. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. LifeLock can see threats that you might miss on your own. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year. Call 1-800-LifeLock or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam. That's promo code Adam at LifeLock.com for up to 25% off.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah.
See, the way this works, the Golden Rule Department is... you're a white guy from Florida. I'm a white guy from
Guilty
North Hollywood.
Charged.
Drew's a white guy from Pasadena. But, Drew
yeah.
and Jack, What if you're a single woman of color and you lived in the inner city?
Right.
And you're in Chicago.
Okay.
And you had a horrible school district and you were single.
Right.
And you had an 8- and a 10-year-old son and daughter.
Okay.
Would you like school choice? Would you like vouchers? Would you like the opportunity to send one or both of your kids to a different, possibly better school than the school that was failing, that was closest to where you lived in the inner city? Would you like that if you were that person? Would you want that?
As a universal principle, I think everyone likes as much choice as can be afforded
to
them.
Okay. So, yeah. Well, now we have our answer because we've done my sort of golden rule math where we've actually inhabited the body of another human being. Now, look, maybe there is that woman in the inner city who goes, no, I like the school that's near me that's failing. But I highly doubt it.
There will be zero students at those schools who don't. You know what I mean?
No.
Not everyone will do school voucher, right? Some people.
I'm saying if you want to know if school voucher is right or school voucher is wrong. Yeah. Okay, I am a politician who lives in very expensive real estate in the Bay Area. I am a 70 and white. Who am I to decide this for this person? My question would be to this person, is this something you feel would benefit you? Have you heard? Do you know other families that have benefited? Is this, obviously, we know empirically a choice is better than no choice, but let's just say I'm living in Tiburon and I'm passing legislation that is affecting the poor person living in subsidized housing in South Central LA. Really? Do you think I have a good bead on this? Think I know? I sent my kid to a private school. What do I know about this? Obviously, I'm mobbed up with the teachers' unions. But if I would just inhabit the body of the single woman of color who lives on the wrong side of the tracks and has the 8- and a 10-year-old, would I honestly want this voucher or this school choice? If the answer is yes, well, then I must vote that way.
Mm.
Sure.
It's golden rule-y.
Mm-hmm. That's golden rule.
It could also be
Golden State.
I think
golden
we
rule.
Do take on a big assumption when we presume that education is distinct from the other basic necessities we ask parents to provide their children, like shelter, love, food, and the rest. But we do distinguish education for some reason as distinct from those other basic necessities that parents are expected to provide using their own income. Would you agree?
I agree with that. I feel the same way about free school lunch. Like that's the parents' job.
Why are we worrying about any of this? We're going extinct.
Oh, we're going extinct.
Yeah.
I forgot. Yeah, what are we talking about? Creepers.
Yeah, why do you bother?
Thanks. Yeah, I don't I don't know where all the expectation comes in, Drew.
The expectation, I'm sorry.
If it's like my child deserves a world-class education, world-class healthcare, world-class, daycare and prenatal care. And where's that come from? How did that begin? Where are we at with that? I've never thought about that. Have you ever thought about that?
No.
I need to get paid somehow, or somebody's got to take care of this. I feel like that's our job.
Right.
But I don't feel like it's the government's job to provide me a car, but I do feel like it's the government's job to create competition so that we get the best car and I get the most value for my car.
Sure.
And a certain measure of safety in the car, emissions and airbags and things like that. That's the government.
Yeah.
But not the part where they just give us one car.
Right.
And there's no difference between schools and cars to me. It's just something that people are involved with. I don't look at a tuna fishing any different than auto manufacturing, other different than education. It's just we'll figure out the best way, let them compete, and let's go kick ass.
Yeah.
Do we not know? We do know there's MIT and then Valley College, right? There's a difference.
How dare you?
There's just a difference.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's compete. I mean, why is it that we do this thing where you go, you grow up in North Hollywood where I grew up. Your choice for school is North Hollywood High. And then when you graduate North Hollywood High, you could go to Columbia or Yale or Harvard or Valley College or Pierce or CSUN. There's 7,000 choices once you get out of the no choice zone.
Three big Valley choices.
What are the differences? You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, why shouldn't there be some choice at the high school level?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a choice you should make. Bet DSI. NFL playoffs are rolling on. We're heading into some conference championships.
You believe the Saints?
Jesus add Christ. Excitement. Yeah.
Really?
I kind of saw it coming.
Wow.
BetDSI. Make BetDSI.com your betting partner. Use BetDSI's live betting platform. Bet games until the final whistle. New members get 100% bonus match with promo code Adam101. That's double your money. Paying winners for 20 years plus. Top rated on review sites. User-friendly interface and mobile site. Fastest growing payouts in the industry. NFL, NBA, NHL. Boxing, politics, reality TV, and more. Everything. That much more. Again, BetDSI.com. Promo code Adam101 for a limited time 100% bonus offer. It's only a game until you bet it on BetDSI. All right. And go to AdamCarolla.com. I'm coming to Milwaukee on the 24th at the Pabst Theater. And then off to Chicago. I think we're driving. One of my favorite things to do. And that's... On the 25th of January, Park West. And you can go to AdamCarolla.com. I'm coming to Cleveland, coming to Indianapolis.
Oh.
And you can subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/AdamCarolla. Lots of comedy up there. And check out Chassis and see all our other movies. Go get a Blu-ray. Go get that Shelby American in Blu-ray. There's extras on there. We got lots of good stuff on there. Drew?
Yeah, check out my YouTube channel as well. As I said, we stream every day on YouTube, Periscope, Facebook Live. Look for it around noon Pacific. Also on weekends, on Sunday, we do a live call-in show in the afternoons on Pacific time. And all the other pods are at drdrew.com.
And expeditiously with T.I. on Podcast One, Apple Podcasts. Till next time, I'm Pearl for Dr. Drew. Say, mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today. Save big money.